The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Jonathan Thompson
and Baba Yakubu.
In the headlines, President Mahama appeals to Ghanaians to bear with increase in utility tariffs till March next year. Anglican Bishop of Accra urges organized labor to rescind decision to strike in dialogue with PURC on the utility price increase. Ghanaians asked to support government to deliver on its mandate. Today is World Standards Day, and six workers of International Red Cross abducted in Syria. First, a summary with Barbara Yakubu.
President John Mahama has appealed to Ghanaians to bear with the government and pay a little more for electricity until March next year when the gas project comes on stream. He said currently Ghana gets only 30 million cubic feet of gas from the West African gas project instead of the 120 million the government signed for. President Mahama said this when he held a town hall meeting with the Northern Region MMDCEs, NDC regional executives and the rank and file of a party in Tamale. As a deadline to the ultimatum by organized labor to government to reduce the recent increases in electricity and water tariffs draws near, the Anglican Bishop of Accra, the Right Reverend Dr. Daniel Mensah-Toto, has appealed to workers' movements to consider the ultimatum and dialogue with the PURC for an amicable settlement. Speaking at an anointing and healing service by the church in Accra, Reverend Dr. Toto said a strike by labor will not be in the interest of the national economy. The district pastor of the Life of the World EP Church, Kutubabi, Right Reverend Ernest Gau, has asked Ghanaians to support the government of the day to deliver on its mandate. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the 12th anniversary of the church, Reverend Gaiwu said the theme for the celebration, God of Life, Lead Us to Justice, Peace and Dignity for Growth and Development, was carefully crafted to show the need for justice and peace without which there can be no development. The Ghana Standards Authority has advised the general public to stop patronizing fake and substandard goods. This, according to the authority, will make unattractive the importation of these goods. Speaking to Radio Ghana, its Director of Public Affairs, Dr. Kofi Mponsa-Bediako, said the authority is playing its role to ensure that substandard goods are not brought into the country. And reports say gunmen have abducted six workers of the International Red Cross Society in Syria. Syrian state media says the gunmen opened fire on the Red Cross staff traveling on the road between Jamin and Sargo in Idlib province. The aid agency has, however, not had any contact with the gunmen.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
The news in detail. President John Dramani Mahama has appealed to Ghanaians to bear with the government and pay a little more for electricity until March next year when the gas project comes on stream. He said currently Ghana gets only 30 million cubic feet of gas from the West African gas project instead of the 120 million the government signed for. As a result, the government still spends a substantial amount to import light crude oil to power the thermal plant to generate electricity. President Mahama said this when he had a town hall meeting with the Northern Region MMDCEs, NDC regional executives, and the rank and file of the party in Tamale. President Mahama said the technical committee set up by the government to look into the recent water and electricity tariff hike by the PURC will present its recommendation to the government this week, said the Yahas Father's report.
The town hall meeting was open and frank, and the people wanted more information on national issues and development in the NDC. President Mahama was optimistic that when the country's gas begin to flow, it will reduce electricity generation by 70% as against the use of light crude oil.
We're getting only 30 million standard cubic feet. The contract with West African gas pipeline is for 120 million standard cubic feet. So what it means is that the rest of the thermal plants that we have to import light crude oil to generate the power. When you use gas, the value of gas you use to produce 1 kilowatt hour of electricity is 30% of 1 kilowatt hour of electricity with crude oil. So the cost of crude oil is 70% higher than gas. And we're having trying to rally almost all our temple plants now for $900. We're working very hard, and every week I get an update on the Ghana Gas Processing Plant, because that is what will bring us relief. Next year, our own gas is coming into the system. When it comes into the system, it will relieve us a bit. But between now and when it comes, do we want to go back into the title they gave me, doom, so, doom, so? So for now, we must accept to pay a little more.
The focus of the government is to increase electricity generation to 5,000 megawatts by 2016. Thus, President Mahama said, the government alone cannot achieve it without the active involvement of independent power producers. There is therefore the need to pay realistic tariffs to sustain the sector.
The reason for us to have attractive tariffs is because we have private companies now coming out and setting up thermal plants to add into our electricity availability. And it's not only government doing it now, because Ghana's electricity consumption is growing by between 7% and 10% per year. Government alone cannot raise the investment to provide that generation. And so we rely on the private sector to also come and complement. Let the private sector come in and generate. Can you sell their power at a subsidy? You can't. And we want to make Ghana able to meet the electricity needs and even to export. But even with the current 78% increase, government is still subsidizing more than 1 million consumers of electricity.
The president announced that from next year, cabinet meetings will be held every month in each region. The chairman of the National Development Planning Commission, P.V. Obeng, other appointees and party executives addressed the gathering.
Seth Yeah reporting.
The Anglican Bishop of Accra, the Right Reverend Dr. Daniel Mensah Tortu, has asked organized labor to send its ultimatum to government and dialogue with the PURC on the utility price increases. He said a strike by workers will not be in the interest of the economy. Therefore, there's a need for a compromise to reach an amicable decision. Right Reverend Dr. Mensah Tortu was speaking at an anointing and healing service by the church in Accra.
Fighting for workers is their right, but we want to plead with them that the development of this nation is our major interest and concern. For some time now, everything has been at a standstill. So the TUC embarking on another strike will affect the development and growth of this nation. So I want to plead with the officers and management of TUC to continue to negotiate with PURC on the increase on the tariffs. We hope that they would understand what is happening. They will for the members and the citizens, and I'm sure that they will reduce the increase that they have made.
Right Reverend Dr. Mensah Tortu touched on the rationale behind the anointing and healing service.
The healing and anointing service is part of the commission of Christ. In the book of Mark, Gospel 6, we are told that Christ called disciples and charged them to go and heal and anoint people who are sick and to drive out demons. So this is part of the great commission. And so we as a church are continuing what Christ said to his disciples. And as part of our tradition in this Anglican church, my predecessor, Archbishop Akofi, started this anointing healing service. And for some time now, we have embarked upon it. So today, what we are doing now, fulfilling that great commission, and I pray that whoever will come on site will receive his or her healing in one way or the other. Healing will take place in many, many, many forms. Some will get theirs instantly, others gradually, and others later.
That was the Anglican Bishop of Accra, the Right Reverend Dr. Mensah Tortu, speaking at an anointing and healing service.
The administrator and human resource manager of the EP Church, who Reverend D.Y. Dogbe, has reminded Ghanaians of the need to give thanks to God in any situation. In a sermon to mark the 12th anniversary celebration of the EP Church, Light of the World, Kotobadi, Reverend Dogbe said God has always been gracious to Ghana, especially through the election and the election petition. It is therefore relevant for Ghanaians to show gratitude to him.
So one of the things I've observed about Christians is that when things are going on well, they shout, they do all sorts of things, but when things go to the contrary, then they begin to question even the existence of God. But the theme is saying that in everything, you must be thankful to God. It is God who is the giver of life. Without justice, without peace, without dignity, there cannot be any growth or development. So we are praying, our prayer is that God himself should lead us, so that if we are able to achieve peace, justice and dignity, obviously there'll be growth and development, not only in the church, but in our country, Ghana. There should be absolute peace. If you look around, countries are at war, they cannot make progress. So we really need peace. We need to recognize that we are each other's keeper. If you're able to do that, then there'll be progress in this country. What it means in effect is that the way we live, there should be complete transformation in our lives so that Ghana can also move forward, but in the right direction.
The district pastor of the church, Reverend Ernest Gaiwu, said the theme, God of Life, Lead Us to Justice, Peace and Dignity for Growth and Development, is relevant. He said it is time for Ghanaians to support the leadership of the nation to provide direction, justice and peace for the country.
I think the president has promised that they are going to increase job opportunities. Let us wait patiently to see what they can do. Those of us who are also agitating for salary increases, there has been a negotiation table. I want all the people involved, the various bodies which are involved, to have patience and look at the timetable that the government has drawn so that we can give peace a chance. Christians should use the Bible as a guide to desist from any nefarious activities that they might have been engaging in and look to God for a guidance. Well, I want to wish the leadership of this country, the president, the vice, and his cabinet ministers, good luck in their administration.
A member of the church in charge of church relations, Mrs. Rose Akwaku, asked women and mothers to train their female children well, educate them, and provide them with skills before giving them out for marriage.
My message for them is that we should put our trust in God. And if you put our trust in God, we'll remain focused. Marriage is not an easy thing. And as you enter into marriage, Christ should be the head of our house. We should put our trust in God. And if we put our trust in God, the challenges will come, but He will be ahead of us. And then we'll remain focused in Him. For us, Christ is the head. So please, let's all be focused on Him. And He will direct us with the power of the Holy Spirit so that we don't leave our children on the street. We don't leave our husbands alone. But let's join hands with them to train the children that God has given us. Because when we train the children very well, they will take good care of us. We should train these girls to be responsible. Because you can't push your daughter into a marriage if this girl has not got any work on her own that she's doing. If she gets to the marriage relationship and the man cannot provide, that poses a lot of challenge. So for me, the girl's child should go back to school. They should be trained to have a good vocation before they enter into marriage. So parents that are pushing their girl child into relationship, they should relax. Train these children to come up boldly so that they can defend themselves. They can be empowered to take good care of their children where the men are not working.
Mrs. Rose Akwaku, in charge of church relations.
Christians have been tasked to strive to live selfless lives in the pursuit of their duties. This is because God has many ways of rewarding self-motivated and dedicated individuals in the promotion of social harmony and cohesion. The immediate past General Secretary of the Christian Council, Reverend Dr. Fred Digby, gave the advice at the send-off ceremony in Accra. Reverend Dr. Digby said he's humbled by the honor done him and thanked God for spiritual guidance during his tenure in office. Yahya Kwamwa reports.
Reverend Dr. Fred Digby served as the General Secretary of the Christian Council from 2003 until April this year. While in office, he initiated a number of programs towards the development of the council. Citations read in his honor highlighted his achievements as advocate for social cohesion and transformation.
During your tenure, you introduced massive reformation that repositioned the Christian Council of Ghana as a formidable mouthpiece for the wider Christian community on national issues. Your tenure also witnessed some of the keenly contested presidential and parliamentary elections in Ghana, during which the role of the Christian Council of Ghana is safeguarding the peace of our nation before, during, and after this election was outstanding. The list goes on of your leadership traits and your activities for which we as your brothers and sisters are very proud of.
Reverend Digby said he is overwhelmed by the honor done him and expressed the need for God's continuous guidance and direction for the growth of the council.
Changes are ordained by God as a way of renewing society and taking continual succession, and I thank him for that. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one of us may receive what is due for what he or she has done in this body, whether it is good or evil. There is a king, there is a judge. We are only his servants.
Reverend Digby challenged the youth to be instruments of social change.
Kwama reporting. The head pastor of the Royal House Chapel, the Reverend Sam Kranchi Ankra, has urged Ghanaians to welcome beauty pageants as portraying the positive virtues of womanhood instead of tagging them as promoting immorality. Reverend Kranchi Ankra said this when Ghana's representative of this year's Miss World, Miss Okaile Shuta, visited the church to thank God for placing her among the top three at the just-ended Miss World pageant. Jonathan Thompson and Evelyn Avevo filed this report.
Miss Okaile Shuta was accompanied to the Royal House Chapel Auditorium by GJA President Dr. Roland Athomoni, former president of GJA and editor of the Daily Graphic Ransford Tete, and Miss Ghana 2013 Nanekia Bethi. Miss Okaile Shuta, who was crowned Miss Ghana last year, is a member of the Royal House Chapel. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Miss Shuta was thrilled with the warm welcome she had received from members of the church.
I feel excited. Before leaving, I've always been coming to church here, and my daddy, the Reverend Sam Kranchi Ankra, has been so supportive. So coming back and with a warm welcome and everything, I'm so excited. I feel like I have the whole world in my hands now. As Miss World Africa, there are so many opportunities for me. I'll be collaborating with other African queens to undertake projects that are beauty with a purpose. So this is great.
She also talked about how supportive Reverend Sam Kranchi Ankra has been in terms of counseling and prayers, adding that she has been encouraged to use her new status to impact society positively. Reverend Sam Kranchi Ankra expressed his gratitude to God and pride in having the beauty queen as a member of his church. He said it is about time Ghanaians realized that events like beauty pageants are not recipes for morality, for immorality and other vices. Rather, children of God who participate in such events tend to use their biblical training to change society positively.
It is the wisdom that they depict. It is the gracefulness of their hearts, and it is what they stand for in terms of what womanhood can offer to society. That for me is key. As for the other bikinis and the dresses that they wear, they are part of what the organizers are, or they know what they are looking for. But I, Sam Kranchi Ankra, when I'm watching, I don't look at the dressing and the clothing. I look at the wisdom of God as depicted. I look at the womanhood as depicted biblically. Can these women bring hope to other women? That's what I look to. And then now, Miss Ghanas that we are having, they are godly, they are Christians, they are believers, they fear God. So therefore, they will lead and they will use the titles and the crown to honor God. That's the key.
Reverend Kranchi Ankra further noted that beauty pageants characterize the total embodiment of womanhood and its role in developing society.
Jonathan Thompson and Evelyn Abezo filed that report. Meanwhile, representatives of the GFA yesterday visited the Royal House Chapel in Accra to see God's face and favor as the Black Stars clashed with their Egyptian counterparts in Tuesday's World Cup qualifier. The delegation, led by Moses Fuamuni, pleaded for moral support and prayers from the congregation. Another report by Jonathan Thompson and Evelyn Abezo.
The auditorium of the Royal House Chapel was filled to capacity as they welcomed the GFA representative Moses Fuamuni. Reverend Sam Kranchi Ankra, who is the head pastor of the church, prayed for the victory of the Black Stars as they face their Egyptian counterparts on Tuesday. He was confident that the Ghanaian team will send the Egyptians to their home in defeat.
Prayers will not stop the goals. Angels will stop the goals. For the Egyptians that you see today, and that you say we will see them, never and forever, we will silence them and your God shall be yes.
In his speech, Mrs. Fuamuni urged all Ghanaians to show their sense of patriotism and spirituality by praying hard for the Black Stars since that is the support the team needs now.
Standing in the name of the Football Association and all the names, they're asking for prayer for a match against Egypt. They say the Egyptians have been here, Kadisha are here, representing them and seeking the face of God and this altar with all of you that make possible. The prayer will be spread for the nation called Ghana and our national team, the Black Star, that after this day, we will know who is the God of Israel.
Representative of the GFA, Moses Fo Amoni, ending the report by Jonathan Thompson and Evelyn Avevo.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra, the major stories. President Mahama appeals to Ghanaians to bear with increase in utility tariffs till March next year. Anglican Bishop of Accra urges organized labor to rescind decision to strike and dialogue with PURC on the utility price increase. Ghanaians asked to support government to deliver on its mandate. Today is World Standards Day, and six workers of International Red Cross abducted in Syria. Please stay with us.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
Welcome back. The Catholic Bishop of Sinyan, the Most Reverend Matthew Jensi, has described the computerized school selection and placement system as inhuman. He indicated that the system is creating a social class structure to the disadvantage of the voiceless in the deprived parts of the country. Bishop Jensi expressed these sentiments at Penkwasi, a suburb of Sinyan, during the commissioning of a classroom block, a canteen and girls' hostel of Gilberto Music Academy Senior High School. Correspondent Emmanuel Mensah-Bludu filed this report.
The cost of the project is 1,565,000 Ghana cedis. The benefactors are the Sacred Heart Parish, the Franciscan Friars, Kinder Mission West of Germany, and Manos Unidas of Madrid, Spain. Other sponsors are the Government of Navarra, the City Councils of Pamplona, Visa Mayor, Beruplano, and Noble Valley of Bastan, all of Navarra, Spain. Most Reverend Matthew Kosi Jemfi intimated that the computerized system may solve the problem for the directors by getting everybody in a school, no matter the effect. Bishop Jemfi called for what he described as a very careful ethical analysis of the system, which he said will lay bare the unjustifiable injustice inherent in the school selection process.
Computerized system, no matter how you may glorify it, is inhuman. How can I be in a school at Nsagobesan where there is no electricity, there are no classrooms, even I don't have teachers, and you tell me that I should compete in the same examination about computers with a school in Accra in Kumasi where they have the benefit of all these equipment?
Bishop Jemfi also announced that the country is sitting on a time bomb because it's turning out a lot of graduates who do not have the requisite skills for the job market. The BNUAF regional minister, Paul Evans Edu, in a message commended the Catholic Church for the intervention, saying it will go a long way to reduce the residential accommodation challenges of the female students of Gilberto Music Academy. In a speech read for him, the BNUAF regional director of education, Dr. George Ajayhine, stressed the need for the students of Gilberto Music Academy Senior High School to rededicate themselves to discipline and hard work to justify their investment. For Radio Ghana, I am Emmanuel Mensah-Bludu.
The Catholic Bishop of the Yendi Diocese, Most Reverend Vincent Soaboy Nai, has called on missionaries to follow in their predecessors' footsteps. Speaking at the launch of the 75th anniversary of the Divine Word Missionaries, Bishop Boynai stressed the need to put the Word of God into practice by studying, spreading, and leading godly lives. He said by so doing, their spiritual lives will be renewed.
The debate on whether or not government should introduce genetically modified organisms into the food chain rages on. The next talk on the issue is an agronomist and a member of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Food and Agriculture, Brad Demoji. He told Radio Ghana that GMOs have become an international issue and is not as dangerous to human health as is being labeled. Mr. Demoji said Ghana depends mainly on rain-fed agriculture and the GMOs are drought resistance, which is positive for farmers.
The Ghana Standards Authority has advised the general public to stop patronizing fake and substandard goods. This, according to the authority, will make unattractive the importation of these goods. Speaking to Radio Ghana ahead of the celebration of the World Standards Day, its Director of Public Affairs, Dr. Kofi Amposabediako, said the authority is playing its role to ensure that substandard goods are not brought into the country. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
We want people to be highly conscious about standards so that the presence of substandard products will not be a problem at all. Nobody will patronize them. If people don't patronize them, these things will not sell in Ghana. In Canada, in UK, in USS, US and so many other places, these things don't sell. There's nobody there to even arrest anybody, but they don't sell because people will simply not buy the result of high quality consciousness. So we want Ghanaians to adopt the same measure. Once we are fighting hard to make sure that products that are substandard are not allowed to come in, by all means, some will be smuggled in. So we expect all Ghanaians, all consumers who are in Ghana to ensure that these things are not patronized. Because once we patronize them, we create demand for substandard goods, and these people will be, have some motivation to bring them in.
Mr. Bediaku spoke more about the World Standards Day.
World Standards Day is a day that has been set aside by the ISO, that is International Organization for Standardization, and all national standards bodies throughout the world to celebrate the importance of standards. We have noticed that without standards, we can't go anywhere. The developing countries are not making it as fast as the developed ones because they lack in the application of standards. And so since standards help us in all sectors of the economy and help us to move on, we think that we need to highlight the significance of the day so that people will know about the importance of standards and apply it in whatever they do, be it manufacturing, be it services, be it production, anything at all, so that the world will be a safer place for all of us.
How is the day being celebrated in Ghana?
Well, in Ghana, the celebration is taking part in all the regions. Our regional offices are organizing media encounter with media personnel. In the Greater Accra, apart from the media encounter, we are also organizing a forum, which will take place on Monday, 14th of October.
Head of Public Affairs at the Ghana Standards Authority, Dr. Kofi Amponsa Bediaku. On the international front, the International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, says gunmen have abducted 6 of its workers and 1 Red Cross Crescent volunteer in northwest Syria. The aid agency has had no contact with the gunmen. Reports say the gunmen opened fire on a Red Cross staff traveling on the road between Samin and Saraqib in Idlib province. The ICRC province says it has been struggling to gain access across Syria to provide aid to injured and displaced people.
That's when the news and main points again. President John Dramani Mahama has appealed to Ghanaians to bear with the government and pay a little more for electricity until March next year when the gas project comes on stream. President Mahama said this when he had a town hall meeting with the Northern Region MMDCEs, NDC regional executives, and the rank and file of the party in Tamale. The Anglican Bishop of Accra, Right Reverend Dr. Daniel Mensah-Toto, has appealed to the workers' movement to reconsider the ultimatum and dialogue with the PURC for an amicable settlement. He was speaking at an anointing and healing service by the church in Accra. And reports say gunmen have abducted 6 workers of the International Red Cross Society in Syria. The news was presented by Jonathan Thompson
and Baba.